This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Yesterday was the beginning of Holy Week. Palm Sunday celebrates the day when Jesus, sitting on a donkey, rode into Jerusalem, humbly making his triumphal entry into the holy city. We have these few days, holy days of a holy week, that lead up to this Sunday, Easter Sunday. There is nothing in the Bible that commands us to observe Holy Week. But have you noticed how much of the Gospels, the records, are comprised with the events of this one week? For instance, the final 8 chapters of Matthew's 28 chapters are given to this one week, the last 6 chapters of Mark's 16, and the final 6 of Luke's 24 chapters all focus on the events of this week, and fully half of John's Gospel deal with the final week of our Lord's life. So much of the Gospel, then, is about this last week, Jesus' betrayal, his trials, crucifixion, his triumphant resurrection. Even the book of Acts, which then narrates the life of the early church, will frequently come back to the events of this week. So, although we aren't commanded to observe it, there's truly nothing in Scripture about holy days of obligation, we certainly have days of opportunity here, days when we can respond to our Lord, honoring Him by what He's done for us. As Pastor Dave Mathis has said, we can seize the day, or the days of this week, to make the most of the opportunities in remembering our Lord. So how can you make Holy Week a week of opportunity? A week to acknowledge the Lord's gift to us all? Well, here's a few things I thought about. Reflect on the events of this week from the Bible narrative. Since the Gospels spend so much time telling the story of this week, it must be important. So ask yourself what Jesus was doing each day of the week, Monday through Friday. If you're familiar with Scripture, you are probably aware that Jesus was crucified on Friday and Thursday was the Last Supper. But what about Monday through Wednesday? Just Google Holy Week timeline and you'll find several sources that detail the events of each day. My wife Lori will say almost every day of the week, in our morning prayer time, okay, what was Jesus doing today? And it's interesting to follow the events of the week by reading the Scripture. But do a little more than just be aware of what was happening. Do what Lori does. She will pray about how we can take the lessons from that day and apply them to our lives. So maybe early in the morning or whenever you begin the day, you might start by reflecting on what Jesus was doing that day and then pray about how that applies to you and your life. And here's another thing. Spend some extra time in prayer, either with yourself alone or with someone else or several people. Take some time to have your own personal retreat. You don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to travel away to get away each day for maybe 30 minutes or an hour. You can always say, I'm observing Holy Week, and well, most people will let it go at that. But if they press you, you can just tell them you're taking some extra personal time for the Lord during this special week. You might see if some of your family or friends could join you. I'm taking some extra personal time earlier in the morning, but I'm also meeting every morning, Monday through Friday, that is, at 7 a.m. and then again at 5:30 p.m. to pray at our church with people who may want to join me in prayer. Again, this is not a works thing. It's not about an obligation. It's simply an opportunity to take some extra moments with our Lord in prayer. And here's something else. Maybe you are going to fast certain days during Lent or visit people in need or give up something as a reminder to pray. But things haven't worked out that way. You've gotten busier than you thought or life has just gotten in the way. I know it happens. Well, here's a week for you to perhaps fast a little extra, or give a little more, or serve that person you've overlooked. It's only one week, so focus in and bear down. Maybe you'll find some things about spiritual disciplines that will strengthen you after this season. It'll continue on. We're going to celebrate this Sunday. Sometimes that celebration is all the richer when we've been preparing for it all week. Sunday's going to be a glorious day no matter. Christ is risen, Christ is here, Christ is coming again. Nothing we can do will change that. It's wonderful. But we can prepare ourselves this week for the celebration. And then, the day after Easter, that's next Monday, come right back here and join me. And in the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.